Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting second. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Greg Mulivey. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Blondie Ryan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. And now, play ball. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carraway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Mulivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulivey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gulick. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Barnes. Kress reaches second base with a double. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Barnes. Schulte reaches second base with a double. Kress scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Schulte scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to third. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Melillo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blea Holder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blea Holder moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Barnes trying to get to third. Goslin throws the ball into O'Rourke, who tags Barnes for the out. Ryan moves to second. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schultz scoops it up and throws to first, with Blea Holder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin strikes out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schultz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Schultz reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0 for 1 in the game. Malivi hits a line drive into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mannion hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Blea Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blea Holder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blea Holder strikes out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schult fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Melillo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzler for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Barnes, who is chasing the ball. Kress reaches third base with a triple. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schult. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Schult steals second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Schult scores. It's 5-0, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway is 0-for-1 in the game. Carraway strikes out. Two outs. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-2 in the game. Malivi hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carraway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Blea Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaya Holder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blaya Holder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gulick takes first base on ball 4. Blaya Holder moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Schult hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Schult reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schult scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barnes for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Metzler. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gulick. Tate reaches second base with a double. Clancy scores. It's 5-1, Browns. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Pat Caraway. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dutch Henry now pitching. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mannion hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gulick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Browns. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-4 in the game. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-4 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey is 0-for-3 in the game. Mulevey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Kress hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single and three doubles. He's got two RBIs. Schult strikes out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Melillo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barnes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clancy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ryan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.